When my babies went through their exploration stage, I had so much to worry about. Falling over, bumping heads. What did she just put in her mouth? The list was endless. But when they were in Pampers Swaddlers, I knew I never had to worry about a leaky diaper. Swaddlers are great for both baby and mommy. They keep your baby's skin healthy and dry with Pampers Breathe Free Liner, which wicks away wetness, allowing your baby's skin to breathe. Swaddlers have always given me peace of mind knowing that diaper rash and leaky diapers were not in our future. There's also the new blowout barrier at the back waist to help prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance, hypoallergenic and free of parabens and latex. Your baby deserves that. And they're available in a wide range of sizes from newborn to size 8, and now feature designs with the newest animal characters, Shiloh the elephant and Freddy the duck. Having a diaper you can depend on is important, and is why I have always loved Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. Not to mention, you can get great parenting content with Pampers Club.
Hi, everybody. This is Juleika Lantigua Williams. I'm the executive producer and co-owner of Latina to Latina. First, thank you so much for racing with us to 1 million downloads. We obviously cannot do it without you, and we are so excited to get to the finish line with you. I'm dropping by today because I wanted to share with you the trailer for Driving the Green Book, which is a gorgeous 10-part documentary that we produced over the last year and which documents BBC broadcasters Alvin Hall's journey through the South to retrace the steps of the Green Book, which is, as many of you might know, a guide which was created to keep Black motorists traveling through the South safe. It is impactful. It is full of wisdom and love and pride in community.
I'm thinking about my father and my grandfather because they swore by the Green Book. Every day after Christmas, my mother would bundle all us up, and we would hit the road for New York to see our Uncle Jerome. Yep. So Daddy had his Green Book, his little pocket Bible. We didn't find out until later years that it was because of segregation and because of fear that the book existed.
I'm Alvin Hall, broadcaster, author, and teacher. I enjoy finding and telling stories that people may have forgotten, but whose ramifications are in plain sight. Every day there are new stories about the dangers of being Black in America, while driving, jogging, voting, simply living. Imagine how magnified those risks were during the decades of legal segregation in this country. The Negro Motorist Green Book, or more simply, the Green Book, was created in 1937 to help Black Americans travel safely on the highways and roadways of this country. Or, as more subtly stated in the guide, to travel without aggravation.
Anytime we drove anywhere, we were always afraid. We never knew when somebody might stop us or pass by and shoot us. You were just always afraid.
From Macmillan Podcasts, this is Driving the Green Book. Join activist Janae Woods Weber and me as we travel from Detroit to New Orleans, covering 2,021 miles in 12 days and stopping at Green Book locations along the way. We talk to people who lived through the era that made the guide necessary, who recount unnerving experiences on highways and hometown streets, who share memories of their families and neighborhoods, as well as the safe havens listed in the Green Book.
When the Underground Railroad was in existence, it was not underground. It was not a map that you could follow, but it was a connection of like-minded people.
And so the Green Book was really taking all of that network.
Yes, sir.
And listing it.
Listing
it,
yeah. Putting it in one place.
On the other hand, though, you met people who were willing to give you everything they had to keep you safe.
The Green Book connected Black travelers to local businesses and economically vibrant communities that offered welcoming services and safe harbor. The Green Book is now an archival publication. Recent events, however, show Black Americans continue to face aggravations, from the petty to the horrific, on and off the road. On this podcast, we examine the Green Book through a different lens as a time capsule connecting us to family legacies, business pioneers, and civic visionaries. To understand the way forward, driving the Green Book is going to look back.
Every day, people woke up. People said, I'm going to do what I can with what I have, where I am, in order to make a better life and a fair deal.
Subscribe to Driving the Green Book on Apple Podcasts. New episodes drop weekly starting Tuesday, September 15th. And check out drivingthegreenbook.com to learn more about our exclusive Apple Maps guide to the series, music playlists, transcripts, and more.